Saltburn about like wealthy families?
Saltburn is about a really, it's about a young man who's having a tough time and his bicycle breaks down and he meets another guy. And the guy, he offers him to come and live and work with his family and they are very wealthy. And it's about like, they have this like kind of Valentine's party and people start just being fucking real, just kind of gay and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what's going on. And then, yeah, people are like slurping each other off and shit.
Really?
Yeah. And it's nighttime a lot at the end of it.
Oh, fuck.
That's the best thing I can say. It's kind of like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if no one you knew in your personal network ever had to worry about physical concerns, you're just off on this whole different thing where it's like you get 40 grand a month to like live your weird life and then you go to a Christmas party and you got to like have a business, but there's no reason to really have one. And you get into this weird like back and forth stuff. It's
it is crazy that they did make it that many generations. Like these rich families, because usually the second generation is
that's a insane. Saying.
Shirt sleeves, usually your son spends it all. He buys a bunch of like Popeyes chickens or whatever.
Yeah, it's just an insane.
It fucking ruins it all.
Yeah,
like, you know, and that ain't kids. That has nothing to do with you, LeMaire, either. Bro. It could happen to anybody.
It could. That's happen
true.
To anybody.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's that. True. But there is always like, I'm gonna invest in dump trucks or something, you know. And he has 60 dump trucks, and his wife fucking shoots him or whatever. And you're like, oh damn, dude.
It does come off the it comes off.
Comes off
wheels
bad.
Come off quick.
Well, you get a hunter.
The what?
You get a hunter Biden.
Yeah, true.
You get next generation is gonna be nuts.
That's pretty quick,
Trump Jr. is holding in tight, dude. He's holding it down.
The Trump dynasty is
Trump dynasty
impeccable,
is in good
dude.
Hands.
True.
With the long, with the what's the young fellow's name? Whisker or whatever? Baron.
Baron's fucking
Baron's next.
He's in
bro.
Gay altitude. He's like 6'10".
He played did he play ball or something?
He's reaching gay altitude.
Dizzying heights.
Does he play ball or so not? Tall.
He's gonna. He better play ball.
If he doesn't play ball, dude, nobody's gonna vote for him. He has to.
Dude, if Barron Trump was good at basketball, if they put out a highlight tape right now, Trump wins. Trump wins the election in a fucking landslide.
True.
Who do you think your vice president should be? Because you got to pick somebody now. You have to realize it doesn't even fucking matter. Like the guy's either going to go to jail for embezzlement or he's going to help you get votes because he's cool, right? No matter who your vice president. So you almost want to pick somebody that just has like people like.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no, I think that's all it is now. Because no one knows who Trump's vice is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he had Michael Pence, that dude who collects fucking those. He collects those like
American dolls.
Christmas villages. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts, dude.
I don't know what the thinking was with him. I guess he was like, well, he was like the water to his flame.
Christmas villages.
Yeah, Pence was the water to Trump's flame. You needed someone like real, just fucking placid.
I think we go double flame this time with Trump.
I think he might.
I think he should get Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley would be tight.
Charles Barkley would fucking rule.
Dude, that's a good call.
Bro, if he had, it would be a wrap.
Yeah. Dude, forget it, yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
No. Not CeeLo.
CeeLo
would be tight, too, yeah.
CeeLo's phone exploded.
Can't wear future clothes? He can wear future clothes, too?
Future clothes standing next to
Joe.
You're
the best when CeeLo just turns his neck like that. You know, I love that, dude. CeeLo is fucking great, man.
Yeah.
He's a sweet guy. We got to ride on an airplane with him one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. Really nice guy. But yeah, and also I want to say, I don't know for a fact that Mike Pence collects Christmas villages.
I believe it.
It's so believable, though.
But I have seen images and JPEGs and everything. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can see it. You can see him like putting a final piece on.
Yeah.
That's
Do
nice.
You see what I see?
Now, isn't that beautiful?
And the train just comes through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just has all our money. It's just headed to Ukraine.
Now, that's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
That's the spirit.
Bro, it's just crazy to think the Ukrainian president is a comedian.
Dude, it's fucked up.
And he just embezzled fucking billions of dollars.
What did he do? He sold all their farmland, basically. He just sold the country's farmland.
And I'm not saying that people over there, there's not a war and it's not horrific. But sure. I just don't understand how like funding a war helps anybody. To me, that just doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, you get gadgets, I guess. You get some gadgets.
But you got to find some way to peace. I don't think funding a war helps anything.
Yeah, true. I don't know. They say America has, but again, yeah, not against Russia. Like, yeah, with all the technology, because Russia probably has similar tech. But like,
but we also should fund. I mean, we should fund the war on drugs that's going on over here.
True. Yeah, we don't have many problems here, so it's good to focus on.
Yeah.
The Donbass region.
That's next.
We better not lose Crimea.
We better
Russia.
Not.
I want that back.
Crimea.
I need that to go back to.
That's
the
our
Ukrainian
red line.
People.
We need that. Yeah.
We need it back.
Yeah. We need Crimea. I had to take a second. I was like, which one is that in? I'm like, yeah, it's Ukraine.
We need Crimea.
Oh, we're going for Mexico next. We're in a war on the cartels. I guarantee it.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll just roll them out, and then it'll just be like pharmaceutical companies just selling opiates now. I think they'll shut down. They'll just produce down there, but they'll probably shut down the. Yeah,
I wouldn't fight Mexico. I like Mexico.
Mexico's sweet.
I wouldn't fight them.
I hope we don't fight them. They're going to be population wise. They'll be in like 50 years. They'll be coming up there. We're going to dip. We're going to dip hard.
Yeah, that's the culture. I'm curious to see what their move is as like a political power. Because at some point, population wise, they're going to tip the scales.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they could, if they want. Storm all of the houses and all of the they wanted to.
Yeah.
At that point, it's a numbers game, and they could bring it down and really have some control over stuff.
They could take back Texas and half of California. Yeah, they could take their land back. That was Mexico. And they're already in position.
Walking all these banks, just shut the fucking bank down.
Yeah.
They're coming. That'll be. I read a book about the next 100 years, and they're predicting Mexico will be
really.
Yeah, a dominant. They think Poland too will be a.
Oh wow!
Poland is going to be a rising.
No, it is
power.
Right now. Poland's giving speeches right now.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Turkey, Poland, Mexico, the U.S.
Well, Poland's saying we're not taking any of this bullshit, any of this fucking wiggle woggle bullshit that's bringing down so many parts of the rest of the world. Hey, we don't want any of it.
Yeah. Who would have thought the Polacks would
this
be the
guy's been
voice
fucking spot
reason.
On, dude. I'm telling you, I read that book like 2 years ago, and it was like Ukraine invaded Russia right away. They think China's going to collapse, Russia's going to collapse, and it'll be Mexico, U.S., Poland, Turkey.
We had a Chinese waitress today, beautiful lady, South Korean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went to lunch at a little rotisserie or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
how was her service?
It was pretty good. She was very charming.
Yeah,
I will say that.
That's nice.
And she was a nice lady.
That's nice.
She's married.
Ah.
She's married. You're married.
Yeah.
Married.
But you can still be friends. You could have been friends with her. You could have been friends with her if you wanted.
Yeah.
I looked up online if you're married or not.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm married.
So you have two adorable children, I think. It's
Yeah.
Which I thought girls. I was like, kind of cool. Somebody put that adjective, or is that an adverb? What is it?
Adjective, adorable.
I was like, that's kind of a nice, that somebody went, because Wiki is so like, you know.
Oh, they did they talked about that.
Yeah, this guy kills animals. They never put anything nice.
No.
But we'll say this guy has two adorable
children. Did they say that in the Wiki?
It really did.
That's really
I just
nice.
Thought, that's nice. Somebody cared.
That's nice. I remember Googling myself 2 years ago, and the top question was, what does Matt McCusker do? No one has any idea what I'm up to. A little mystery, man.
I like to have your daughter here.
You know how much money it takes for me to keep that mystery going every month?
I'll tell you how much. Where's that fucking Patreon?
don't touch our beloved.
All of our money's inside. It's a hardship with all of our Bitcoins, dude. It's
Bro, that's that Freddie Mercury kryptonite right there, son. You throw one nugget of that into a fucking, into an American Legion, and all those guys will fucking not know what to do.
It's a flashbang, dude. You can flashbang an American Legion with this thing. One guy would pick it up and be like, the hell is it? Everybody get out. What the hell is
this?
This
is fruity.
Somebody would dive on it, take it for the rest of the Legion.
But he'd dive on it with his butt. Go.
Yeah, like everything everywhere all at once. Get out of here, Jim.
Some guy just saddles it. He just like, whoa, dude, that's not how we. That's how you know some of the your military buddies are gay. I think if somebody has to jump
saves on a grenade and doesn't ask first,
and they do it with their butt. Yeah.
Like, right before it explodes, you go. Yeah.
True.
Oh,
you're
fuck.
Like, Rick?
Bye, Rick.
That would be crazy, exploding ass first. Like that'd having all that force. Just.
But at least you get to go like this.
True.
You get to go up in the air.
True. Yeah, you don't blow to
like
a million.
Like when those dudes sit on there.
One.
Just kind of a dignified way to go.
You're not the dude who's just laying there looking at the ground of a fucking bowling alley or something, right? While your fucking ass gets blown into the air, and then you feel a little bit of it laying on the back of your neck before you fucking go unconscious forever.
God, that's got to be so crazy.
Jumping on a grenade?
You think they'll be able to?
That's so crazy.
You think they'll be able to simulate that in a while?
What it feels like?
VR grenade explosion.
To die like a hero?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope it's coming.
They're supposed to have racism VR coming up.
Really?
Where you can put it on and walk down the street and like, yeah, people will just, you're supposed to be able to feel what it's like if people aren't
it's cool just white
you.
People walking by like.
I know, you're like, how unrealistic.
I can't wait to see how unrealistic this is going to be.
No, you're not allowed in here.
What? Like, what?
It's a dog park.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
You go to Sweetgreen, it's just 45-year-old white guys be like, we don't serve you in here. Get out of here. You can't have apples with your sound.
What if Snoop Dogg just shows up at dog park and he's just like, la da 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 da.
It would be funny if in the racial simulation, all the white people stay and then you get jumped by five black dudes. You still get jumped.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude.
Well, that'll be nice though, because then you'll have the implicit bias. So you can take the test to see if you're racist, and then afterwards you can put the helmet on and be like, "Oh my god, oh it's so bad."
Yeah,
some bullshit, man.
That'll be fun.
The test is nice though.
It'd be nice if they could put it into a Tesla. That'd be sick.
True. Shit, that'd be nice. Everyone's just hating on you while you're driving around. That'd suck.
30% chance of black.
Yeah.
Or Mexican. Or dangerous Vietnamese. It just shows you what percentage. Dangerous Vietnamese at 40 feet.
Like, car autopilots and speeds through. It just runs red lights. It goes 180 miles an hour.
If you press the horn, it slurs.
It just hits the fucking. Give me the readout. Just like.
Hits other cars and it gives you, this is what the driver probably is, like you've talked about. Yeah.
Oh, I've talked about it.
You talk about that a lot.
Every time I get behind the wheel.
Guessing the content. So I got busted. And this, I'm not proud of this. It wasn't my proudest moment, but I was with my wife and a couple of her friends. And it was like a.
Her friends, their kids.
True. It was a couple of her friends.
Fucking claim them, dude.
Her buddies. A couple of our buddies. No, we were driving and there was just like whacked out pickup truck and it like pulled around and like there was someone driving aggressively behind us when like this candied out pickup truck passed us. I didn't know. I was like, of course. And then she was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, fuck, my bad.
Nothing.
Not my proudest moment. Yeah. For context, too, my wife's black. So it was like, I was the only white man in the car and I hit it. Like the thing came by and I went, oh, of course. And I was like,
did you get a pass?
It was a Mexican guy. I was like, yeah, these Mexicans drive like crazy.
fucking Indian guy.
These fucking Mexican guys drive like crazy. They're pickup trucks, dude.
Yeah,
I wasn't proud. It came out. I went, oh, damn it, man.
The South's tough to tell.
I was pissed because I was getting tailed in the car. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
No, I'm saying it's tough to guess race in the South.
Oh, the South. Yeah, true.
There's a lot of honkies down here that drive.
It's a lot more dirty in the South.
Crazy, yeah.
A lot of blonkies, too, dude. A lot of black dudes trying to be white.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You see that shit much more than you used to.
Down the South?
Yeah, everywhere.
True that.
Every now and then you see some brother trying to fucking whiten out.
Pants high as hell. Yeah, his pants totally fucking high.
Like, eating a Lunchable.
True.
Yeah. That is our cuisine.
Like, damn, Clarence on that Lunchable. You're like, what the fuck, man? But that's also, you know, I believe in beige power. In the end, we all end up beige, right? So it's just, this is just how we're all getting there.
True.
In the meantime. So, yeah, that's just what's going on, you know?
I agree, man.
And it's fun to, as long as you're not out doing crimes or anything, it's fun to joke around about. You know?
True. Yeah. I agree. I was actually wondering the other day, have the attacks on elderly Asian women gone down? That seemed to like reach a fever pitch.
I bet you they're the exact same rate. It's just
you
the
think
news.
So? That's a good point. It could have been.
I don't think anybody that was committing those types of crimes was going home and watching the news and being like, I should stop.
I should change my ways.
If you're socking an Indian lady at the subway, you're not going to watch CNN at
you
night.
You don't think Wolf Blitzer could look you in the eyes through the TV and transform you?
Stop it.
Anderson Cooper, he would have froze me. If I just got back from just fucking clocking a lady on the subway, and Anderson's like, knock it off.
It's like in every like bank robbery movie where like they sit down, they're in public, and the local news comes on. And it's like, this is the video.
Yeah. Oh.
Think of being the guy who socked an Asian lady at a train station, and then that comes on the TV.
They definitely wake up in the hospital every time, though.
Yes.
They probably, a guy comes out of the hospital like, oh, Jesus Christ, not again. Fuck.
Thanks, buddy.
That's absolutely a brutal move. That's that such does a cold, result in a hospital visit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hospital used to seem more reliable, huh?
Yeah.
I feel I like agree. It doesn't seem that reliable as it used to.
You know? Can walk in. And,
yeah, you go in the frame, dude. You're good.
This isn't a professional.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah, don't worry about it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you to the Canadian man.
The Canuck. I just got engaged, actually, Tim.
Oh, really? Congrats, bro.
Nice. That's awesome.
What's his name? That's yo, Canadian engagement.
True.
But Tim's an illegal alien for a long time.
What?
What? Sorry. Tim was a visitor from the north.
Yeah, dude. How'd you get past our wall up there? Super
under the radar for 17 years.
Nice. How'd you, he got past the wall because dragons burnt it down.
Yeah,
how the hell did you blend in? How do people not pick you out and say, what the hell are you doing here?
I moved straight into East Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty easy to blend in over there.
He came in with a Kawhi Leonard trade.
Yeah. Went to the Clippers.
He came over as part of that deal.
Yes. Spurs. Where the fuck is Kawhi now? Kawhi's in the Clippers.
Wouldn't it be great if certain places could just attach local random people to their fucking deals? Like all the pork barrel spending and stuff that goes on where they just attach all the fucking, you know, we're going to give six homes to fucking, you know, people that don't have any fucking faces or whatever.
Otani's
going
to the Dodgers. We're going to throw in a couple cool ass dudes he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Otani's going to the Dodgers, man. Oh, I miss those days, man.
That'd be a good blend.
What's that?
Wheelchair basketball with the NBA and just fucking
see who's better.
Yeah, no, just like you have to have like two dudes.
Oh, I like
rolling
that.
Like a seventh man.
Yeah.
But yeah, five men on the court, six man.
Yeah.
But the sixth man just rolling.
Yeah.
Anna.
Just posterizing him.
Swatting him.
So one dude always has to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Six men on the court, one's in a wheelchair.
But it's got to be a legit wheelchair guy. You can't just You can't put
no bums.
Ray Allen in a wheelchair.
Right. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about
wheelchair
that.
Guys are pretty capable, dude. You see what Hawking
they're nasty,
was up to?
Bro.
Hawking was up to.
They're nasty. Dude, who among us would take that charge?
Hawking bearing down on you?
Getting steamrolled, I'd get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, yeah, Hawking was.
Hawking was on the island, bro.
He was pretty good.
He was on the island,
too? Fucking crossbar on him.
True. Crossblow. Blocked the shot. So I can, like, burst. Damn. Yeah, Hawkins was on the Epstein's Island?
Yeah.
Give him a pass.
I don't know. I think.
He was just looking.
He is a nasty.
Oh, really?
Wasn't his allegation something with, like, midgets?
Yeah, apparently he liked to watch midgets, like, solve math problems. He would, like, make them do weird shit, and he'd just, like, watch them and get horny.
Damn, back. SAT prep?
Yeah, but that's basically substitute teaching. I don't know if that's like that. Also, sounds like an early. It sounds like an early part of the wrestling thing, like you were saying earlier. Sorry, I can't think of the word. It sounds like a wrestling story.
Yeah. True. That's not that. That's what he was doing. He was making midgets do math.
Yeah, but I think he was getting turned on, which is can't do that. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Which somebody made a. Yeah, somebody made a video. Up real high. Yeah.
And the midgets, it's like the math castle. If they couldn't solve the problem, they just got fucking molested, I guess. What was the
they lose.
It's not funny, man.
Sorry.
Did
you ever play math castle?
It is funny. Huh?
It's not funny,
that's
dude.
The harshest allegation. I know there was children on the island, which is a bad allegation.
I know there are
but, dude.
Midget pipeline's crazy.
Getting midget, flying midgets down there to do fucking math.
Thankfully, our government is protecting all these people. That's the best thing.
And they killed Epstein. Just
bro, I can't get a pothole filled in fucking New Orleans, but you can fill a fucking 9-year-old out in the middle of the fucking ocean. Fuck this whole fucking government,
it's
dude.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's
crazy.
A bunch of sick fucking people, bro.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of it, I just wonder if it's just power. How long, like you were saying, like generations of fucking power. Do you just get so sick that even caring about somebody doesn't even seem like it makes any sense to you anymore?
Yeah,
you
know? Dude, they who was the one? It was Joffrey was the lady, Virginia Joffrey, I think, was like the original victim.
Lord
was
Joffrey?
Guffrey came out and was like, these people did all this stuff to me, and they like settled. That's Epstein's original charge was because of Guffrey.
Oh,
and then they sealed all the documents. The court was like, all right, we'll settle this, and like, yeah, like our bad about all that stuff, but like no one can ever find out about anything that had to do with it, which is like, why?
Because it was intelligence.
Yeah, true.
It was
just staying.
They were literally blackmailing every single person that went to there.
True.
Yeah. They did. They found him at his house in Florida.
The docs?
No, just cameras everywhere.
Oh yeah, the honeypot.
The
up.
Whole thing was yeah.
Yeah, but at least
and he did. And they killed him.
They said he killed.
They
which is the most egregious.
Fucking killed him, dude.
And we can't. You know, we can't. We all we can do is continue to say it over and over again because none of us will do anything about it. But
true.
They literally. Yeah, they killed him in front of everybody.
We got to steal his casket and drive it
we
away.
Gotta drive it. We got big ball. That's a good move.
Bill Clinton would jump on it.
Did he have a funeral?
I don't think he had a funeral. Who went? That's I think it was a Zoom funeral.
It was a Zoom funeral.
The worst is that guy they caught Jay Owen at his on a Zoom funeral.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh. He got brought back. They did an interview to try to bring him back, and the lady, the female interviewer, had to address it like right away. She was like, "You got caught masturbating, didn't you?"
Oh yeah, the little
was
guy.
Like, yeah.
What?
You're like, yeah,
yeah, my
here.
Bad.
A lot of people got busted during the Zoom. I think a lot of people got busted.
Well, it's scary now to think, even if you watch pornography, they're saying that a lot of these websites, that's how they get stuff on people because they can just turn your camera on. I know. They're watching you watch porn, and that's the footage that they use of almost everybody whenever they need to come to you and say, hey, man, you can't do
you
got to
host the Golden Globes.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. You got to host the Golden Globes. And that was Shane's joke. I think I stepped on it. But I just want to make sure that it gets out. Okay? So Cat Williams, I didn't fucking steal it from Ricky Smiley Harvey. Okay?
I don't want to mention it. Don't mention it. Don't talk to Cat, dude. I don't want him coming after.
Dude, I would love to get to spend time with Cat, man. Yeah. He's super fascinating, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would like to see his new show, his new hour.
Yeah. And he has a long, his body, he has like a very long torso, I think, you know?
I think
my sister's boyfriend has like really short legs.
Really?
Yeah.
What, have you seen him
his
shirtless?
His knees kind of go in his shoes a little.
Is that, what? Yeah. He's got no shins.
I don't know what I didn't look at him that. I'm not fucking perving out on him. I'm not checking him for bone.
Like would you want him to be ripped though? Like, you want him to be kind of ripped though, don't you?
Yeah, I think he is probably
sister's
kind of
boyfriend.
Ripped.
Yeah,
you don't want like, him ripped.
You don't
want
to be ripped.
I like a good soft doughy boyfriend.
He's built like a rural otter.
That's good.
Short legs. Yeah.
Jacked fucking sister's boyfriend sucks, dude.
Yeah, I never really had that. I'm trying to think.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Yeah, you go. God damn, this guy is fucking.
It'd be a psyop. It'd have to be destroy from destroy the mentality the whole time. But yeah, I never had like a jacked.
You'd have to poison him, huh?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't fight him.
Yeah. You have to get in his head.
Bro, that must be the worst if you hate your sister's boyfriend. Like, really hate him.
Yeah, dude.
That happens all the time. Yeah.
It's got to be crazy. Yeah, our family's pretty tight. I love my brother-in-law.
I was always a coward towards them.
Really?
I would always like whoever my sisters were dating. Like, he's fucking so cool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
One guy gave me a Stone Cold t-shirt right away. I was
that's
like,
a good move,
dude, I'll fucking die for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I loved him, dude.
Oh, that's like move. An autism Valentine.
Yeah, I was locked in. They broke up. I was sad.
Damn.
I was like, oh, yeah. I'm never going to see him again.
You're just sleeping in that Stone Cold t-shirt?
Yeah, I wear the t-shirt. I still smell him.
No, my sister's boyfriend is actually a neat guy.
That's cool.
But...
Yeah, if you get a dud, that stinks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because also it's like we don't need another fucking loser in our family.
Yeah. But that's who loser families attract is more losers.
But at the family, know? This used to true. Be cool back in the old days. The family would get together and vote. They would have a say in why. And a lot of times it was because we are fucking, our family is horrible. It's mentally unwell. Not even doing well, not reading well.
Yeah.
Not
even
seeing that well. Some of us can't see.
Yeah.
Damn.
And you're going to go out and bring in another.
Another loser. Fuck. Add another mutant to our fucking clan of fucking dipshits. Yeah.
You better take that cooter up the hill, baby. Yeah.
True.
All right? And find something with some fucking shekels in its pocket, all right? It's got
to
be.
Just adding
know.
Another poor guy to the mix. That sucks.
He's poor, but he has to have a skill. He has to have an ability. He has to have at least a flicker of hope in his eyes.
Yeah, true.
You know? Because if you're just, you got to fuck uphill, man.
Yeah.
You know? That's just a lot of women. You just need to turn around and just point that vagina northward.
Yeah.
You know? I agree. And shoot for the stars.
Yeah,
ladies.
True. Yeah, I mean, or get like the nice, like, because you don't want to go too high because they can chase that dragon forever, too.
That's true.
But like a nice, dependable 401, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. You're the opposite of a power couple. You've addressed this.
What?
That joke.
Oh, the
guys walking.
Yeah, yeah. The unpowerful couple. Yeah, the opposite of the power couple. Those guys are tough. And you see like the crackhead couples walking on the highway.
Oh yeah. Our friend Eric Myers died out on the highway. Remember that?
Yeah.
What?
It was heartbreaking.
Died on the highway?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I shouldn't have brought that up, but
that's all right.
It's fair. It happens. Out of my head.
Steelers had a quarterback that died that way.
No.
What was his name?
Ben Roethlisberger?
No, Ben.
Didn't he get in a car? Like a
Beowulf. He got a motorcycle accident.
Real road rash.
Is that musical hero?
Yeah. Don't try to cross the highway. Haskins died that way. Yeah.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, pedestrian, that sucks, man, walking down there.
Damn. Getting hit by a fucking car on a highway like that. Especially you see it coming. You know,
I don't think you do. You think?
I don't know. I would just imagine when you're trying to cross the street and you're like, that thing's far away. I can
Dude,
run.
They come up quick
and
on
so
you.
So fast.
And the
you
truck,
a couple
the truck
drinks.
Goes,
yeah.
Nobody hits their horn on them. That's a myth.
They're not swerving. They just peep.